I'm happy now to welcome back to the show Bill Hutchison. He's with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, and Carl Ferguson from St. Vincent's Hospital Foundation. They are here to tell us about the fourth annual Paws for a Cause walk that is happening this Saturday, the 7th of May.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. It's hard to believe we're already on the fourth year.
I know. It's unbelievable. It comes faster every year.
It does.
Not sure how that works, but yes. So Paws for a Cause basically is something that is sponsored by the Santa Fe Animal Shelter.
It's a joint production. We actually were lucky enough to be brought into it by St. Vincent Hospital Foundation. They started the project, and we've been working with them now for 4 years doing it, and this will be the first year we're actually going to have something that will appeal to the real runners out there. We've done a 5K this year. What is it?
It's a 10K. So we've been told in the past we'd get a lot more interest from the running world if we did a 10K. And I think with the kind of the addition of the new parts of the Santa Fe River Trail, we're going to be able to do that. And so we're looking forward to having a 10K race that will start sometime shortly after 9. And then hopefully right after the runners pass, we will start the 5K walk with dogs in trail all the way to the plaza and back.
Now, you can't run with your dog.
This year, we are not allowing dogs to run because we expect a larger field, and also doing a 10K is a little bit too much for most dogs.
For
anyway.
Most dachshunds.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Dachshunds can't really do much more than the first half of a 5K. Carl and I walked the trail of this 10K and along the Santa Fe River, and it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. It'll be very nice for the runners. Unfortunately, for people like me, just walking the 10K was exhausting. But I think for the runners, it's going to be dynamite. And we've got a special treat for runners out there this year. We'll be working with Camp Marafiki, which is talk a little bit about it, Carl.
Sure. It's a nonprofit that basically does a one-week camp every year to help people that are interested in doing high-altitude elite marathon kind of training. And we have some runners in that group that are going to come and do some pre-race warm-ups and stretches with all of the runners. And hopefully we'll have a couple of them run in the 10K race.
These are amazing international runners from Kenya, Ethiopia. They're going to be...
Wow.
They're spectacular. I've actually started seeing them around town as I've been driving around now. And I'll tell you, it is a marvelous thing to just watch these guys move.
Yeah. And training at this altitude is good for every runner. And it's the fact of just living at this altitude, even if you're not exactly training, makes you feel kind of robust when you go to sea level.
Absolutely. I like it. That's why I haven't done anything to discourage my sedentary lifestyle, because I can still go to sea level and feel like a dynamo.
So how does all this benefit the animals?
Between registration fees and our vendors and sponsors who are going to be part of this, we're able to get a good chunk of money in, both for the animals and for the hospital foundation.
Right.
Which fund is being sponsored?
This year, we're helping to fund our trauma program, which is all this year. The foundation is raising money for our trauma program. So that's for our half of the funds. That's what that'll go to support.
It's very exciting. We really like doing it. We get a lot of folks out there who, a lot of local businesses who are really into supporting fitness and animals and the good work of the hospital, and it's really been an exciting thing to watch it grow. We'll also have some dog contests. What are our categories this year?
I think I think one of the best ones is most looks like owner, because
yes.
You know, some people don't really want to win that, but there are people that really try to win it. And then we have best tail wagger, best kisser,
and do we do best bark?
Best bark, right?
So that'll be fun. We'll be getting everybody out there who's very proud of their questionable skills with their animals to show them off with other animal lovers and sweaty runners.
Do you eliminate good kissers for cheating if their owners have covered themselves with honey or anchovy oil?
It would not be the most manipulative kissing that has gone on between species at all. So absolutely not. No. However you want to make it work, it's fine. The things I've seen men do to try and get a smooch from a woman or another man, I just can't eliminate somebody just because of honey and anchovies.
Right.
That's really just first-tier manipulation.
You might not want to put those two together, but I've definitely seen both of them work separately.
Well, I've seen your dogs. I think honey and anchovies would probably be a dynamite combination. It'd feel like it was dessert and dinner all at once.
Pause for a Cause is this weekend, Saturday, the 7th of March. Anything you want to add?
Alto Park. Come and join us.
Alto Park. And if you one thing we want to point out is if you don't want to run and you just want to walk and you don't have a dog, you can still come. We take everybody. And
Can you bring a dog? Can you bring two dogs for people who are dogless?
If you have a friend who wants to come and they haven't a dog, bring another dog.
Okay.
Yes.
But it's basically one dog per person. You don't want a kind of dog walker scenario with one person with seven dogs on the leash trying to walk a 5K.
Yes. Exactly. It'll be eight leashes. It'll be like the Spider-Man show in New York. It'll just be chaotic and injurious and full of webbing. It'll be terrible.
Yep. Yes.
And the first 150 people that register get a T-shirt, and we have some nice gift bags to go along with it. And so all they have to do is go on to stvinfoundation.org, stvinfoundation.org, and click on Pause for a Cause and register. And we'd love to see you out on Saturday.
And if you don't get around to going to the website, you can just show up.
You can. You can show up that day. Yep.
We'll have pre-registration before then. Are you going to be there, Mary Charlotte?
It remains to be seen. Because we also have the... yes, I'll probably be there. But there's also the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary is having their open house, so it's certainly possible to do both.
It will be good, yes. Come to the run in the morning and then head over and see Ula and friends after that.
In the afternoon. And theirs is also on Sunday, too.
Yeah. It'll be a benefit-filled weekend.
And there's a large dachshund contingent out there.
So is that right?
Yes. It's massive. Huge, yeah.
It's like a biker gang.
Yeah.
They all show up in leather.
Yep.
Uh-huh. My dachshund looks like Oscar Wilde.
He's
not so much into the YMCA leather thing.
There is a foppish dachshund contingent as well, so he'll be welcome.
Bill Hutchison is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. Carl Ferguson is with St. Vincent's Hospital Foundation. Pause for a Cause this Saturday. See you then.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte.
All right, thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.